Good morning, church. We're blessed to be here for the second service. Just to give you a brief introduction of who I am and what the program is. My name is Deanna, and I'm well, 2 years ago I graduated from Teen Challenge. I had a 3-year heroin addiction. I was an IV user. And I graduated the program and decided I wanted to come on as a ETP, which is an extended training program for a student. And then after that, an intern, and now I'm on my apprenticeship. And I wear many hats, but most of all, God has freed me from the bondage of addiction. And I can proclaim that in front of you today because I have nothing to hide, and I know that ultimately my testimony is going to be used to set other people free. So, Teen Challenge was founded from Dave Wilkerson in 1959 in New York. He reached out to the gangs in New York. Nikki Cruz, being one of those gang members, brought him into the program, and Nikki Cruz is now, he preaches and he does all different kinds of stuff. Dave Wilkerson had passed on, I think it was like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, in a car accident. But God used Dave Wilkerson he gave Dave Wilkerson a vision, and the vision was that he wanted to share the gospel with those who are lost, and there's over 250 centers worldwide, and you know, this program has been used to just really set people free and be able to do things like go out on missions, or you go on to be pastors or missionaries, or go to college, or be mothers and fathers that you never were when you were in an addiction. So it's churches like you that support us and help us. It helps us a great deal because we're state licensed, but we're not state funded. So a lot of our donations and things come from faithful servants of God, and we just want to thank you for that. And we have an items table downstairs. Anything that you may buy goes to Teen Challenge. We have shirts and crosses and candles and different kinds of things. But without further ado, I'm just gonna allow the girls to sing and give you testimony, and I hope you're blessed by that today. Thank you.
Let our faith be more than anthems. believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. We believe. We believe. We believe. We
Kristen, I'm 31 years old, and I'm from Shamokin, Pennsylvania, and I've been in Teen Challenge for 10 months. My opening scripture is James 4:8, come close to God, and He'll come close to you. My story starts when I was a baby. I was like 1 year old, and my dad was an addict, and he went out to the store, and he never came back home. So my mom raised me alone until she got married to my stepdad. I have two stepbrothers and a stepsister. But I always just like had an emptiness inside for my dad, and I was really angry with him for a long time. So when I was like 12 or 13 years old, I started spending time with my dad. And I think he wasn't quite sure what to do with me, so we started to get high together the first time that we hung out. So from that point on, really, every man in my life, I just used drugs with them as a way, I guess, to get them to accept me. As I grew up, I mean, in middle school and high school, I drank, and then I started smoking marijuana, and eventually that progressed into, I was addicted to prescription pills, and eventually IV drug use. I have a little boy, he's 5, and I started to get in trouble. I was committing crimes due to my addiction, and I got arrested a few times, and I violated my probation and ended up going to jail. And when I was there the last time, it just like hit me that I was doing to my son what my dad was doing to me. Basically, I was choosing drugs over him. So I just cried out to God and asked Him to forgive me and help me, and I tried so many times to quit on my own. I tried AA, NA, therapy, medication. Nothing worked. I just had this like empty hole inside of me. And so I cried out to God, and I just asked Him to help me and show me what to do. I just quit trying to do it on my own. And eventually I ended up a Teen Challenge. I fought it for a while, and I was scared to come because it 12 to 14 months, and I just thought I couldn't be away from my son for that long. But I gave in, and when I came, I was just totally hopeless, and I felt helpless and just totally broken. And since I've been here, my whole life has changed. It's so much better. I have a relationship with my dad. He's clean. I'm clean. We do things together. He lives in California. He's come to see me 4 times since I've been here. God's restored my relationship with my son. I just am full of hope now. I graduate at the end of October, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited just to see what God has in store for me and to move on with the next chapter of my life. And without Teen Challenge, and especially without God's strength, I would never be where I am today. So I'm going to close with John 14:27, I'm leaving you with the gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace that I give is a gift that the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tina, and I'm from Culpeper, Virginia, and I'm 39 years old, and I've been in the program for 9 months, and my drug of choice was cocaine. Before I entered the program, December the 4th, I was on cocaine for 10 years straight. I always ask, my opening scripture is 1 Peter 5:7, cast all your cares upon him because he cares. And I still go by that scripture every day because I gotta continue to give it to him and give it to him and give it to him every day. And that will never change until the day he arrives and I go to heaven with him. So I'm glad that the Holy Spirit had me choose that scripture. But my mother and father were both addicts of alcohol, drugs, and abuse. They didn't know any better, so I've learned that if you don't know any better, you won't do any better. So I don't blame them for the things that happened as me being a child. But I began to drink, and then it went from marijuana and then the cocaine addiction. I always never felt protected or provided for, so I felt like I had to protect and provide for myself or either find a man to do it for me. It was a void of not being loved, because I really thought love was an emotion, but it's really an action. And so it really got to a downward spiral where I was a functional addict, as I say, for a long time, and no one really knew that I was getting high. If you saw me out in public, you would think that everything was okay, because you look at people from the outer words and you think that they're fine until you actually talk to them or see the brokenness in their eyes, the lost for God. So I went to church like on and off sometimes, but not really like raised into the church, but it was enough, I feel like, now that God just placed that within me because he knew the purpose and plan that he had for my life to bring me here to Teen Challenge. I have three children, ages 10, 16, and 21. I'm married, and before I came to Teen Challenge, I wasn't with my husband, and my 16-year-old daughter didn't want to have anything to do with me. It got so bad with the addiction of cocaine that I stopped going to work. I was manipulating anyone that I could to get the drug. And then I was stealing from my husband. And I was so down and out that I didn't feel like I had a purpose to live. I didn't even want to live. And I just cried out to God and said, there's got to be something better. Something, Lord, something. So my friend, she took me, she was like, let's go to an NA meeting. But we went to the NA meeting, it was a healing and worship meeting, so we decided to stay. And a lady there, her husband had went through Teen Challenge of Fredericksburg, Virginia, and she prayed for me, and I told her that I needed her to pray for me and my husband and my addiction. And she was like, there's a program that my husband went through that's faith-based, and it doesn't cost a lot, and it's changed his life so much. So I feel like that because I did cocaine for 10 years and the whole life that I lived all those years, I could give God a year of my life, at least try to make a change. So I came to Teen Challenge, and God has opened my eyes up so much to an intimate relationship with him. I love him. I walk with him. I talk with him. He's given me a hope and a purpose to live for each and every day. I want to do ministry. The desires of my heart has changed. I'm no longer conformed to this world. I'm transformed by the renewing of God's word. I just love him so much. He's restored my relationship with my husband. I have forgiven myself. I've forgiven others that have hurt me. I now know what true love is, and it's the action. And I just don't want to just come here to Teen Challenge and save myself. I want to continue to save other people, to bring them to Christ, to just let them know that he loves them. The Teen Challenge is faith-based, and the word is stored inside of us. You can choose to accept it or you can choose not to, but I've chosen to accept the word and let Christ live inside of me. I thank him so much for just loving me. He's always loved me. I just didn't love myself, but now I love myself. I can look at myself in the mirror. I know who I am in Christ. I know that I'm a new creation. I know that the old has passed and the new has come. And I want to close with Psalms 147:3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds, because he's healing my heart and he's binding up my wounds. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Megan. I am 26. I've been in the program 6 months tomorrow, actually. I'll open up with Psalm 40, verse 2. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire, set my feet on a rock, and gave me a firm place to stand. And through this program, God has done just that for me. I have been in my addiction since I was about 12 years old. I started with smoking marijuana and drinking, and then that eventually led to other things, pills, cocaine, anything you could think of, you name it, I did it. My family was kind of a broken family. My parents got divorced when I was about 5. They both had alcohol and addiction problems. By the grace of God, though, today they are staying clean and living happy, healthy, productive lives. And so am I. But before I came to Teen Challenge, I lived a crazy life. By the time I was 16, I was doing pretty much every drug known to man, and my house had burnt down, and I ended up homeless, sleeping on park benches at friends' houses, basically wherever, it didn't matter. I had no goals, no ambitions. I dropped out of high school at 17, just started working. I had apartment after apartment and was in one bad relationship after another. I was with abusive men, and I abused myself and just ran myself ragged. Eventually, my addictions led to IV heroin use at the age of 23. I stole, lied, manipulated, did whatever I had to do to get the high that I was chasing, to get the drug that I was using to fill the void in my heart. I never really understood why I always felt rejected, why I never felt like I was good enough or smart enough, pretty enough. I always put very high standards on myself, standards that I never lived up to, and eventually I just gave up on myself. I sought my worth through what other people thought of me, and being an addict, people didn't think very highly of me, except for other addicts. My addiction eventually led me to jail. I was in jail for about 3 months at this time. My mother came around, and she was an active member in a church that I had gone with her to a few times. They found out that I was using heroin, and that my addiction had led me to where I was, and they offered to help pay for me to get into Teen Challenge, and they told me about the program. I fought it tooth and nail. I dropped out of high school at 17. I had never made a long-term commitment to anything in my life other than my addiction, and that was easy at the time, but I was scared, and I kind of just sat in jail for about 3 months, contemplating whether or not I really wanted to do this, if it was going to be worth my time, just doubting everything. And one day, everything just changed for me. I couldn't take it anymore. I was getting even more sick in jail, and I turned my will over to God and basically said, you know, if this is where you want me to go, then make a way for me to go. And a day later, I was bailed out, and 4 days later, I was in Philadelphia at the women's home. Since I came into the program, it's not been easy. It's not an easy program at all, but it's so worth it. It's so hard to surrender and actually let go of the lifestyles that we used to have and just let God completely take the wheel. But it's so worth it. I see the changes in my sisters' lives. I've never been more accepted by people ever in my life. He's restoring my relationships with my family. It's just restoring my relationship with him and with myself. For the first time in my life, I can look in the mirror too, and I can love myself and just be happy that he's given me today and not worry about tomorrow. That being said, my closing verse is Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Thank you.
It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I worship Your holy name. Your rich in love and Your slow to anger, Your name is great and Your heart.
For 9 months. My opening scripture is Romans 12:2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and pleasing and perfect. Excuse me, I'm nervous. I was raised by my grandmother. My parents were in addiction. I have a twin brother And I was raised Catholic. I used to altar serve in the church, and I grew up knowing God, but I eventually found a guy, and that totally took my focus off God. That's all I cared about was my boyfriend at the time. I was with him for 3.5 years, and then he left me, and then that's what started my addiction. I started doing opiates and eventually started doing heroin in 2012. My sister had passed away from a heroin overdose in 2005, and then 9 months after that, my mother committed suicide, so I felt like I was always trying to find my identity, find who I was, because I never knew my parents, really. But that just fed my addiction also. And I ended up going to jail in 2013, and I got put on drug court, and I violated probation twice, which landed me here at Teen Challenge. This is my second rehab, and I always tried to find God. Like, I tried to have a relationship with Him, but I guess I wasn't really surrendering fully to Him. But since being here at Teen Challenge, I have. And every day is like a struggle for me. It's a war in my mind between my flesh and my spirit, but today I'm choosing to follow my spirit, and it's going good. I'm going to be graduating in 3 months, and I'm just excited for what God will have in store for me. And I'm going to close with Isaiah 53:11, I believe. And after the suffering of his soul, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stephanie. I'm 21. I've been in the program about 10 months. I'm from Bucks County. My opening verse is Job 42:5. My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. I take back everything I said and sit in the ashes and dust to share my repentance. I picked that because I grew up in a Presbyterian family. My grandpa's a pastor. My uncles are pastors. I was always told to go to church every Sunday and Wednesday, but it was more of a chore to make my parents happy than for me to go and learn about God. And I started in high school, like, hanging out with friends, and we would skip school, and it started out with, like, smoking cigarettes, and then one of my friend's parents had gotten prescribed prescription painkillers, so we started taking them, not knowing what addiction was. My dad didn't tell me that addiction ran in the family. He didn't tell me anything about it. So I didn't know any better, so we started taking them. And I had a brother who died of an overdose when he was 17, and then soon after that, I had a boyfriend who passed away from an overdose when he was 22. And I didn't see a reason why God did that. And I said, if he didn't give them a chance when they were in their addictions, why is he going to give me a chance? And I didn't really want a chance. Everyone kept telling me, oh, well, they're going to be going to hell because they died in their addiction. So I wanted to go there with them. I didn't care where it was. So it turned into IV heroin use by the age of 17, and it just started progressing from there. I kept going to church with, like, my parents and everything when I was with them to make them happy and just to get them off my case. And someone at church had given his testimony about how he went through a program and how all this awesome stuff is happening. And I was just so broken that I just gave in and I came here. And God's restoring so many relationships, especially like with my family. My sister wanted nothing to do with me. She wouldn't let me see her kids, which were very important to me. And now she's able to bring them and she comes to see me. I've been to like 7 other rehabs and she's never once come to see me. She's never once answered the phone because she knew I didn't care. But now that I'm here and I'm actually changing, they're bringing back into my life. God's bringing out all my talents. I now do dancing, praise dancing. I do artwork. I want to go back to school for art. I do like paintings and all different types of stuff that had fell away when I was in my addiction. Because I didn't know any better. So since I've been here 10 months, I'll also graduate in November. I'm excited to see what God is doing for when I get out of here. I hope to, working like with children and ministry and, reach out to troubled children. And, so I'm excited to see what comes after this. And my closing verse is 1 Corinthians 6:12. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I shall be mastered by nothing.
Hi, I'm Leslie. I'm 24. I'm from Scranton, Pennsylvania. I've been at Teen Challenge for 3 months. My opening verse is Psalm 18:4. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. I grew up in a family full of addiction. My mother and father are both alcoholics, and my sister is a heroin addict. When I was 12, I started experimenting with drugs. I partied a lot, mostly with my sister, and it was just like, it was normal to me. There was no rules or really like structure growing up. By the time I was 16, I tried most drugs and I just, was broken. I didn't have any dreams or any direction. I didn't know what to do. I got pregnant with my daughter when I was 17 and I stopped using drugs. I stopped partying. I started going to college. I had my own apartment. My life turned around completely. And, when I was 3 months pregnant with my daughter, I was raped and, I blamed myself for putting myself in that situation. And it was just hard to deal with, and I thought that my daughter was going to make everything better and that it was just going to be, I could just move on from it and that everything would be fine. I didn't realize how broken I was. I started using heroin and selling drugs when I was about 20 or 19 or 20. And I was using heroin, and it got really bad, IV use as well. I've been in and out of rehabs and jail. I've put myself in horrible situations, and just I didn't know how to escape it. I tried everything. Jail didn't stop me from continuing to use drugs and the chaos, the lifestyle that goes along with it. I just kept doing what I wanted to do, and it got me nowhere. The last time I was in jail, I was locked down for 23 hours, for 3 weeks, alone in a cell. And I broke down, and I prayed for God to rescue me and to just help me, and for His will to be done in my life. And a little while later, I got an application for Teen Challenge. A month after I filled out the application, I arrived at the woman's home in Philadelphia, and it's just amazing in 3 months what God has done in my life already. I'm healing, and I can feel it. I have a peace. I'm not anxious anymore. I don't want to run away. I don't want to jump out of my own skin. It's just amazing what God can do in someone's life if you just listen to Him. My family, relationships are being restored in my family. My father, has 6 months clean. He's sober from, alcohol addiction too. And I see the way God is working in my life and my family's lives too. And it's just amazing. And I want to close with Psalms 18:16. He reached down from on high. He took hold of me and he drew me out of deep waters.